Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Kim on a whim.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long.
Hey, have you heard that song, Mark? Do you like it?
I have not, but I like it. Yeah?
Yeah?
Did I don't you, think I've heard it.
No, have you heard of the artist Breaking Rust?
I have not.
It's a newer artist. There's something very unique about that artist.
What is it?
Not real. All
that's AI.
AI?
You're
AI.
Kidding me.
It is
wow.
Not only AI, the voice, they've created this whole character who's in music videos, essentially. You know, this handsome-looking guy. And in this particular one, you know, there's cars with all these flames. It's a very catchy song in general. Kind of gives me, dare I say, Chris Stapleton vibes a little bit. But
yeah.
The raspiness, kind of. Well, this guy, I can't even say this guy, this computer, this AI, this robot, whatever you want to call it, Breaking Rust, has been topping the charts. So beating out actual singers.
Who gets the money?
That's a great question. I guess the creator. Listen to this one, too. This is a different artist by the name of Solomon Ray.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Also AI, and also topping the charts. So this is supposed to be some Christian artist, Solomon Ray, and he's beating out all the top artists with
and
some of the
not
songs.
Not real.
Not real. So Forrest Frank, do you know who Forrest Frank is?
I do not.
Really popular Christian artist, but
okay.
He sings like hip-hoppy Christian songs.
All right.
And so he's actually had some of his Christian songs beat out, like he's been number one for all genres. And he came out and said, why are we listening to these AI bots
or
whatever.
It's a great question.
Do we want to go down that path? Because we talk so much about AI, there were concerns with the Big Beautiful Bill and any sort of regulations that they have with AI moving forward, which, by the way, I am a little bit worried about. And I think AI should be celebrated, and as a country, we have to embrace it because that is the direction that we're going. We can't be asleep at the wheel because other countries, no doubt, are jumping at it because AI can do a lot of amazing things. But if we're not careful and there aren't regulations, it can kind of go down a dark path. And listening to these AI musicians, especially when they're beating out actual human beings who were, you know, trained to perform and all the things, that's maybe a little bit weird.
It's not only weird. Here's what a couple things I don't understand. Because they had to get the voice somewhere. Like, they had to copy the voice from somewhere.
Do they, though? I don't think
yes.
You can create a brand. And maybe it takes different parts of other people's voices and meshes them together. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, AI has to study other things in order to find its knowledge base, right? As I understand it. So there's no way it just created country music without listening to country music and then coming up with, even if it's some sort of a hodgepodge of different voices, That had to be how they came up with that, because you tell it you want this song by a woman or you want this song by a man. It listens to a Chris Stapleton album or some other Christian artist, and it kind of meshes the two of them, and you can't really claim it's either one. That's just, I see all kinds of potential legal challenges there, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Isn't that just music, though? You have artists that sound like other artists. What's the difference?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, but I'm just like, there's Sturgill Simpson out there, and he sounds like Waylon Jennings.
Those are two names I've never heard of.
They're country artists.
But does he try to make you believe he is Waylon Jennings?
No.
Yeah, but is this AI either, bot trying to claim? Because I
yeah,
I don't
because
think
some of them sound like if you I don't listen to a lot of country music, but that guy sounded like 90% of the country music singers that I hear mm-hmm. these days. Right when I listen to it.
Right. Okay. So remember you were asking the question, which I think is a good one, about who's profiting from this, who's making the money when it's a number one song, who's getting paid? The guy who created the AI musician, Solomon Ray, which is supposed to be a Christian artist. This is him talking about the whole thing after Forrest Frank came out against it, saying you shouldn't listen. Hold on.
Pat, who am I to say what God will or won't use to get the message his people need to them? You know, I'm just here being an instrument, and this is an extension of my creativity. So therefore, to me, it's art. It's definitely inspired by a Christian. It may not be performed by one, but I don't know why that really matters in the end. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So is it art?
Why that really matters in the end. Do you remember Milli Vanilli?
No.
You don't remember that? Milli Vanilli?
No.
It goes back a few years. 1988, Milli Vanilli topped the charts with a bunch of songs. Like they sold 7 million records in the late 1980s. Until it was discovered that they were lip syncing, and other people were actually singing, and they were the ones doing the videos and performing and lip syncing the music, and they pulled their Grammy. They had a Grammy award.
Well, they should.
They revoked it,
and all of this stuff.
Right. But so now you're having a computer generate this music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, it just seems fraudulent to me.
Think about this, okay? People who get obsessed with these artists like Taylor Swift, who will pay thousands of dollars to attend one of her concerts, they can't have a concert for the person if they don't exist, unless the future of concerts is holograms. Is that where we're going?
Do you know the band Gorillaz?
Yes.
They're a cartoon, and there's a band playing, but it's usually a screen.
And people
the band's
pay
behind.
Hundreds?
Show kind of a movie on it. Why is it worth it?
If you're dumb enough to do that, you deserve to lose your money.
Now, mind you, they know who the real artist is because he's the lead singer of Blur, but
still,
they're doing it.
You're watching a computer screen. You're watching a screen. What's the point of going in person, paying hundreds of dollars to do something where you could just pop it up on
your
computer?
There are real musicians there playing, though.
Yeah,
they're just hidden.
But still,
I understand. Yeah, I agree. I'm just laying out the facts.
Do you think hologram is the future, though? Are they going to come up with this guy, Solomon Ray, and make him some...
What's the difference of this and EDM? Going to an electronic concert. You got a DJ that stands there and pushes a button.
Fair point.
Hey, here, he's okay with this till they start death metal. And then he's going to get mad.
I honestly, I do not like this whatsoever. But I'm just... playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, okay. Do we care? Because
I think, like you, I think
exist.
An artist should be an artist.
Absolutely.
If you're
do it. Like,
I mean, I literally don't know anything about music, and I could program this.
If you're dumb enough to pay to go see a hologram of somebody that doesn't even exist playing this music, I can't help you. Like, you can't fix stupid, in my opinion.
The only reason I'd pay for that would be because I'm curious what a concert would be like with a hologram. But it would be a one-time thing. It's just odd to me because people, you know how people are having like AI girlfriends and AI boyfriends, right? And AI friends and stuff.
Yeah,
chat
these
bots.
Are mental patients. But go ahead.
Touche.
Yeah.
People become very weirdly obsessed. So yeah. I guess they'll... Maybe.
They're doing the hologram thing, though. Kiss is doing it. ABBA's doing it. You can go to that concert.
Because they created the music.
Yeah, but
like
they're not
Jackson
playing it now.
Michael Jackson created the music, and you didn't get to see him years ago because he died before you were going to concerts. So now you can go watch him in a hologram. Mm-hmm. Might as well be watching a movie of him performing his music. I'm sorry. Like tomorrow night, you know where I'll, you know why I'm going to be so tired Wednesday morning? Because tomorrow night I'm going to see... Spawn of Eddie Van Halen. Mammoth is performing at the Factory in Chesterfield. And this guy plays all of the instruments for his entire band, and then he had to hire people to play the instruments when he goes on tour. That's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, how disappointed would you be if you had an artist you loved for years only to find out they're not real? Because you know some people will like this Solomon Ray because this AI bot, whatever, has its own Instagram. It has a YouTube channel with hundreds of thousands of followers already. So certainly some people, because it's an actual picture of somebody, you see the guy walking around drinking a cup of coffee, looks very, very realistic, thinking this is an actual person. And then a decade later, they're crushed when they realize, the person doesn't even exist.
I was shocked when you played it. It's that good, but I will say they're using AI in good ways too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't think this is one of them, but they're using AI in good ways to give like voices to people who've lost their voice, and I love that application.
100%.
I don't love this one.
You can use AI for a lot of good, but you just have to be careful.
Use your power for good. Yes, thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Kim. All right, coming up, we got Hans von Spakovsky after the top of the hour. Still lots of debate over what those the Democrat Six said on their video encouraging members of the military to ignore their commander-in-chief. And then, of course, the president brought up sedition and the penalty for that, if you're in the military, is death. I mean, pointing that out is not calling for Congress people to be killed, but that's what they're all focused on instead of what these people actually said. We're going to talk to Hans about that at about 6:20. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.